This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.
Talking about the latest student march against tuition fees.
There's been a student protest in London today against the upcoming scrapping of the maintenance grants. Many students took to the streets of London with banners, posters and chants for the abolition of tuition fees. Jeremy Corbyn, Labour leader, has expressed his support for the protesters' campaign, congratulating the protesters, relaying that he has never been for the imposition of fees or the removal of maintenance grants. He ended his statement with the message, "Keep protesting, keep campaigning for justice. Education is a right, not a privilege." Campaigners say university is being made inaccessible to poor families. Tuition fees currently don't exist for Scottish students, German students and students from 12 other EU countries, whereas tuition fees are £9,000 a year in England. The full maintenance grant that is currently available for students from households earning less than £25,000 or less is due to turn into a loan next year. There is a petition online against the change to maintenance grants, which currently has 45,702 signatures. What's your opinion on this? Do you agree with the Shadow Chancellor, John McDonnell, that we have been betrayed by this government in increases tuition fees, in scrapping the education maintenance allowance and cuts in education?
It is dreadful that we now aren't getting grants anymore, because it really does sort of victimise anyone who really needs that grant, or in some cases, the fact that the debt is just so large now, we can't really pay it back. We'll spend our entire life paying it back, because you pay it back in such small amounts that I just don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out how many people actually do get the grant, because that depends on how much money the government are actually wasting in terms of the people that are getting it. Because I get the full grant, but my family altogether don't earn more than £25,000 a year. And it's really benefited me this year, and I'm debating whether to take it out as a loan next year, because it's obviously going to make me more in debt. And from coming from a poorer background than most, it's scary thought that I'm going to be in debt for the rest of my life, especially when I don't expect to get a salary that may pay it back, all of it anyway.
I was in the exact same case. If I was having this really big loan, I was thinking I'm not going to be able to pay this back. So I looked at it in the sense that I'll put that to a side, and that'll just be there for when I pay it back, and I'll work and get my own money for the time being. So that way, at least you have an idea of where you're at, instead of finishing university and having this really large debt.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be permanently in my overdraft at this rate. I'm just trying to pay it back now and again, like transferring money over. Do you disagree with the maintenance grant turning into a loan, like as a policy? Or do you think it doesn't matter because we might not ever have to pay it back anyway? So is it still a grant?
I mean, I think it's quite difficult because it is still a loan. You'll still be paying, even if it's a little portion of it back, you will still be paying it back. So in that respect, it is ridiculous that it's turning into a loan and it's not a grant, because it does just make university so inaccessible. It's ridiculous. I mean, the £9,000 tuition fees to start with, and then they're just bringing it down and down and down, making people pay even more money, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
I think it's like you were saying, that it's a struggle for people who do not have the money, and it's not really fair because you're limiting their opportunities. So you're already saying that before they've even really started their life that they should be in debt, and just this continuing just paying loans. Like, your life shouldn't start as a loan. It should start with some sort of, I don't know, you're only 18, Charlie, you're only 18, and if that's going to 19, well, if you're 19, but still, you're still so young, and to be thinking that, how am I going to pay this back, is just, I think it's fair, because you don't have a job, you're just starting your life, and you're working towards a degree. I think already with the £9,000 is a lot to be paying anyway for a student, and then on top of it to be all these things that people really do rely on grants more than you think. So there's a lot of extra costs as well, you to buy your books, to buy clothes, these cost money, and people do need the grant. So I think turning it into a loan isn't a good idea at all.
What made me not panic about it as much, though, is I was watching something, I think it was ITV or something, ITV This Morning or whatever it's called, and they had a money expert on, he's called Martin.
Oh, yeah.
You know Martin.
I know.
and he was basically saying how the grant in other countries is usually called something like a benefit or something, and it's base or a contribution, sorry, it was a contribution, and he said it should never been called a grant. It should have always been called a contribution. And he was saying how you only pay back what you can. And yes, you'll still be paying the government for the majority of your life, but the likelihood that you're going to get through the £27,000 if you're on a three-year course, £27,000 debt, and then onto the maintenance loan that you get every year, and then onto this new grant that turns into a loan. By the time you actually end up paying all that off, it's very unlikely that you will over the 30-year period, because after 30 years, it just wipes slate clean, doesn't it? So he said it's really changing it to a loan might not change it that much, because you may not have to pay it back at all unless you're in a really high-paying job like a doctor or something like that. So just to mess that bit, it might not change.
If everyone's seeing it like that, like, well, we're never actually going to pay it back, then why are the government really doing this? This doesn't really make much sense, does it?
It doesn't seem to be saving them any money.
Yeah.
What's the pro then? Like, if it's just the same, then why are they making it such? Why is it news? Why is it a bad thing? I do think there are some things underneath. Like, I do think it's not going to be that great, because even if you do have a high paying job, and that could affect you, but that again is like, so that's restricting you again. Because what if you have a high paying job, you just pay all that money that you've been working for again? So, you know, say, what should you not have a high paying job?
I know, it kind of discourages people, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you guys think we should have free tuition moving on?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's such a barrier to people's education. I think everyone should have the right to be educated, no matter what money their family brings into the house. It's ridiculous. You should be judged on merit, not on how much money you earn.
I definitely agree that everyone has the right to learn and a right to a free education. I just don't see how it would work.
Yeah.
Obviously,
I think it's a very
these universities
idealist.
Yeah. Need to be funded. Yeah. So how does Scotland do it? I think pretty sure it's taxpayers again.
It's our money.
In Wales, you've got the Welsh Government grant. Mm. So I guess really we're just looking to the generation above us and say, will you pay for our tuition?
Yeah.
But it's also difficult because I think we've probably put in a lot more thought into the degree we want to do, because we know that it's costing us £9,000 a year, whereas if it's free, I think, so I know, because my mum's from Denmark, I know in Denmark lots of people, they just think, oh, I'll just try this out, see how it goes, because it's free, and then maybe I'll change. So I think there's a lot more flexibility to change the degree, which is a good thing, because here you do feel like if you want to change course, you'll be £9,000 worse off. But then again, some people don't always take it so seriously. Yeah. But I guess that just depends on the person. That shouldn't really be an argument against it.
I agree.
Not being free,
point.
So it's a really difficult concept, I think.
But thinking about tuition fees, obviously international students have to pay more. Do you think that, and this is going to sound, I don't know how to phrase this, but do you think that the universities are more likely to take in more international students because they have to pay more? Especially if you make ours free, they still have to pay, so it's more likely that they're going to give the places away to the people that are actually going to pay for it.
Yeah, well, they need the funding. So either way, even when we're paying, they're taking a lot more international students because they pay nearly double. I know a girl in my, I don't know, she's not in my block, but I know her, and she's paying nearly, I think, £17,000 to be here a year, which is ridiculous. And I don't think that's fair, because she's doing the same degree as me. Like, I understand, like, yes, you're international, but actually they have more expense anyway coming over here, flights, everything. It's a whole new culture for them, and then to pay double, I don't think it's fair. Like, if we go free, then they're going to have to pay way more, because, again, the funding lies on them. And also, like, on your point, Nelly, I don't think we're going to value our degrees as much if we don't pay for it ourselves. I mean, I think we should reduce the fees, yeah. I don't think 9,000 is a, like, I think that's quite high for, because it's, like, literally, like, a private school fee, and the majority of the country does not go to a private school, so they can't afford it then, and then they're forced to now pay it at university. So I think they should at least reduce that. But I don't think it wouldn't work free.
I think we also value, like, we put in the work because we realise we're paying for it, so we might as well go to our lectures and work.
Okay, so yeah, the same discussion that I think every student has is, well,
basically, there's an Insta-famous Australian teenager who's just quit Instagram, claiming that social media does not represent real life. She's 18 years old, called Asena O'Neill, give her a Google. She has over 612,000 followers and was making $2,000 per image that she put out, marketing products that she'd been sponsored to promote. She's now deleted many of her posts, she had over 2,000 I think, claiming that they served no real purpose other than self-promotion, and said it was contrived perfection made to get attention. She also talks about how real life isn't through screens and that we should stay connected to real people, and it's that social media is all about proving your value through weird pictures that you've orchestrated yourself, like on a beach in a bikini or just like chilling in a wood, that kind of stuff. It reminded me of a story from last year where a Dutch student conducted a social media experiment where she convinced all of her friends and family that she was traveling around Asia for 5 weeks when she was just in her bedroom taking photos, photoshopping herself into stuff, and everyone believed that she was in Asia for 5 weeks. So this all raises the question, can you believe what you see on social media, guys? What do you think? Anyone?
I love the idea of the Asia trip. That sounds like a really good idea. Instead of going on a summer holiday, just pretend you have. Like, but I don't think you can believe a lot. I don't think any of my friends are like that. I don't think they put on fake posts. Well, I hope they don't. I don't think you can believe the majority of things. Like, there's so many celebrities that promote things, as she says, for example, the TOWIE, the only way is F6 people, they're always promoting teeth whitening or something like that.
Yeah, same with the main Chelsea people.
So things like that, it is so commercialized nowadays, especially Instagram, if we're talking about a specific social media site. I just think it's just there for money nowadays, and it's just, apart from your closest friends, you can't really trust what people post online, I don't think.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
You guys know my views on her. I don't think what she's saying is accurate, because she has chosen to go on Instagram and put these pictures of herself, and it's not really like she didn't want to do it, or that some way she's not making any money from it. She has decided to take the money to do the pictures and to get the followers and the likes, and that's all fine, because a lot of people do that. There's a lot of Instagram models out there and they're making money that way, same with YouTubers, and that's fine, but they've accepted that's what they're doing. And I feel like she's just realized that she doesn't like how things are working for her, like that she doesn't like that people are looking at her pictures and she's getting money for it. I feel like she's seeing the downfall, and then she's trying to convince everyone that it's the most atrocious thing ever, and that everyone just views life through a screen, and that is not correct. Like, no one, like, there might be some people who just love that's all they do all day and that's their friend, but there I think there is definitely more to life. And I think that was a really big stereotype that's what we have to live, and we have to start recognizing there are other people in our world. And it was kind of like, yes, we know, thank you, we know that there are other people in our world.
I think the majority of people do realize it's not real as well, like most of her pictures, I've seen a few of them on the news. I think most of them look like she's been in a photo shoot. They don't look like they've been taken by her own phone.
Very posed. She actually said that she would stand outside and it would just be this big photo shoot, that she'd meet up with her friends and do a photo shoot. It was her life, essentially.
It's just ridiculous. Why would people waste time doing that? I know it's got her money, and I feel like she's almost trying to get herself back up morally by kind of condemning them for paying her. But I mean, her video is in a nice big house. She's obviously kept the money. And now she'll probably get loads of money for doing this video and promoting the good side.
I'm wondering if it's a publicity stunt.
Yeah, I would just like to add, she hasn't actually deleted her Instagram account. All she's done is delete some posts.
And she's just made it private. So, but I'm pretty sure if I requested to follow her, she would accept. Because I've done that to some celebrities, and you can't, they just accept it. So I don't know what point she's trying to make there. And she, like, just deleted deleting your post and putting a different caption doesn't change. I feel like maybe someone has made a comment in all these pictures, like she might have been getting some hate for just doing what she does, and I feel like she's feeling that she has to stand up for herself, but I think she hasn't stood up for herself in the correct way. It's more of a slash on social media than actually she's just trying to defend herself. I don't think it's working.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of her before this happened.
No, neither had I. I think we all agreed it was the way she was talking about it in the YouTube video. It was like she was this massive celebrity. Everyone's heard of her as this massive thing that she's going off Instagram and deleting all these photos. And yeah, I've never heard of her.
No, it definitely struck me as a Britney meltdown, but with someone a bit less popular.
Yeah. And also, like, what will happen to all the companies that have paid her to advertise their products, and now she's saying, oh, actually, I don't like this product, or I wouldn't use it. Mm. You know, it's kind of going against the whole...
Yeah, it's quite a tricky situation.
Yeah.
Do you feel that you present an idealised version of yourself on social media?
I mean, none of us really want to put horrible pictures of ourselves, do we?
Yeah, I think
everyone goes, please don't tag me in that, I look awful.
Well, unless you've met my friends.
Yeah.
some of the photos are horrific.
Yeah. But we all want to put our best selves, but I don't think the average person goes to a photo shoot and gets money for these kind of images. Her life is very different to a normal person's life, and this might be her job, and I think she just wants to defend her job, and then she's just trying to move away from it, but... really, I don't think it really matters. Like, she's chosen to do that. I don't really realize why she wants to defend it. Like, it doesn't matter. That's up to her. She doesn't need to enforce her view on the whole world.
I also think it's a strange concept that people can become rich now from just documenting their lives.
Yeah.
Like, all these YouTube videos. All they're doing is showing you how they get up in the morning, like, their morning routine. And they're getting... like loads of money from it. They're getting book deals and all sorts of stuff and appearing on TV, and it just seems really weird to me that we have become so obsessed with other people that now we are actually paying other people to tell us what they're doing every single minute of their day.
Yes, okay, so I don't think this
is URN
The Pulse Breakdown.